January 10th, 1998, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania's world-famous ECW Arena. Bam Bam Bigelow, once again, falls prey, is victimized by the triple threat as the world heavyweight champion, the franchise Shane Douglas, distracts Bam Bam Bigelow, and Mr. Monday Night, Rob Van Dam, scores a controversial victory over the Beast from the East, and it's a loss that Bam Bam Bigelow would not sit still for.
I want him out. I want him dead. I want him. I just want him gone.
You're right, brother. You're asking me because you won't tell me nothing. Where you been? I do what I want, when I want to do it, and who I want to do it with.
Come on, Taz. Taz! Come on, Taz, do the right thing!
Nobody singles me out, Bigelow! Nobody! I'm gonna team with you for one reason. Because after I'm done killing the triple threat myself, I'm gonna give you a world title shot at the belt that means everything, my TV belt.
Thanks, man.
No, thanks my ass.
You gonna be my partner, right?
No, brother. I'm gonna be your savior.
And indeed, Taz was Bigelow's savior as the franchise on January 31st got belly-to-belly Tazplex over the top rope. And Taz finally seizing the opportunity to demonstrate that the world TV title was on equal basis with the world heavyweight title, showed Douglas just who was boss. And then Taz made the ultimate mistake. He turned his back on a member of the triple threat. It was all a plan. It was all a trap. Bam Bam Bigelow was still with the triple threat.
Ladies and gentlemen, this match is for the ECW World Television Championship.
Suplex machine, the orange and black attack, Bam Bam Bigelow double crossed the most miserable man on the face of the planet, and tonight here at ECW's Living Dangerously,
introducing the challenger,
it's payback
from
time.
Asbury Park, New Jersey, weighing at 363 pounds, a member of the triple threat, the Beast Thank you.
that Bam Bam Bigelow is the fan favorite here in his hometown. Taz wanted it that way. Taz loves to defy the odds. Bam Bam Bigelow is in his hometown. He is bigger than Taz, and Taz loves that. This matchup is not about a big paycheck. It's not about making a statement on pay-per-view. It's not even about the world television title that Taz loves with everything in his body. This is personal. Taz takes down Bigelow. Riding Bigelow at the arm bar. Bam Bam goes to the bottom rope. John Finnegan makes the world television champion break the hold. Taz takes over Bigelow. Bigelow's size and weight advantage against him, displaying that third dan in judo. Bigelow catches Taz and drives him into the steel ring post. Face first into the ring apron. First into the ring apron. Taz thrown back in. Bigelow stopping the world television champion. Bigelow hammering Taz at the corner. Irish whip. Nowhere to go. Taz gets sandwiched. Bigelow and Taz rolling in the stands. Bigelow, a former ECW World Heavyweight Champion, would love to win the world television title here in his hometown of Asbury Park, New Jersey. Vicious clothesline bends Taz. The spine wasn't meant to bend that way. Both wrestlers now back at the ringside area. Bigelow now stomping Taz. Right now, the challenger with the advantage. DDT, 365 pounds, driving Taz head first into the canvas. Bigelow now ascending the turnbuckle. Perhaps just able to kick out because Bigelow only grazed the world television champion. Bigelow now bringing a smash table into the ring. Catches Bigelow. Bigelow, so much bigger than the world television champion, just manhandling Taz. Bigelow trying to set up what's left of that table. Taz just keeps on coming. This does not bode well for the world television champion. He's gonna powerbomb Taz through that table. Fiance this, forget about it. Taz slips off. Taz with a double leg, picks up Bam Bam. Bigelow with an incredible show of strength and drops Bigelow face first through the table. Wrestlers down on the canvas. The ECW World Television title hangs in the balance. Despite being in the hometown of Bam Bam Bigelow, you can hear chants of choke him out. The fans rallying behind Taz. Two, no. Bigelow kicks out at 2.5. Seems Taz has won over. No, now the chance of Bam Bam Bigelow start up again. Once again, battling outside the ring. Bigelow takes the back of that table right in the face. We've got a fist fight on the outside. Taz driven face first into the ring apron. Steel chair across the back. Taz goes downstairs. It's very uncharacteristic of the world television champion to resort to such tactics, but again, this isn't about the world television title. Tonight's matchup was personal. steel guardrail. Fighting with all they've got. Neither man is going to leave anything here today in the Asbury Park Convention Hall. All the courage, all the commitment, all the strength that can be mustered by Bam Bam Bigelow and the World Television Champion Taz will be used here tonight at ECW's Living Dangerously. Bam Bam Bigelow in a quest to become the ECW World Television Champion. Taz on a quest for revenge. Taz taking a street sign between the eyes. Again, face first in the steel. Challenger back in the ring. He's going for greeting from Asbury Park. He's over the shoulder. Taz is going for the count to Hajime. He's going for the count to Hajime. He's got it. He's got it locked on. Bam Bam's tapping. Bam Bam Bigelow is tapping. Jonathan again. Against John Cronus, but I don't